Hello and welcome to another cricket roundup from Crick Action. And today I'm going to be talking about the India v Australia final fourth test, day one action. Lots to talk about again, but I'll try and keep it short and concise as usual. And it was a good day for Australia in the end, 270 for 5. I think they will take that, having won the toss. I think if you're an India fan, it's a little bit disappointing that you weren't able to see your team take all their opportunities. There were a few drop catches. Rahane dropped an easy catch at Gully, and there was a catch from Shardul Thakur which was dropped as well. If those two wickets had been taken, it may well have been a different story. But overall, a wholehearted effort there from India, and given there were so many changes in the team, I don't think as an India fan you can be too disappointed with the current situation of the match. But if you're an Australian fan, you'd be very pleased and you'd think you're in a solid position to be getting a decent score in the first innings. I think things to look out for going forward in the match. I think India need to make the new ball count. They currently do have the relatively new ball, and towards the end of the day, they kind of blew it a bit. They didn't really attack the stumps and they didn't force the batsmen to make any major mistakes. It was some of the bowling was a bit wide, it's a little bit wayward, a little bit tired to be honest, and it wasn't attacking enough with the new ball. So India needs to make the new ball count massively at the start of day two if they want to try and wrap up Australia's batting, because at the moment, if you're looking forward, you'd think that Australia are well on course to get around 400. But you never know, if India do get some early wickets, they may well be able to restrain Australia to maybe 350 max. And if they do that, then you never know, India could be well in the game. I think overall, as I say, India's efforts were good, but they just need to be a bit tighter in the field and they need to have a bit more energy as well. And with the bowling, they definitely need to attack the stumps a lot more and just have a bit more of a plan about how they're going to get someone out, rather than just bowling decent length and line. They need to try and actually think what they're doing to get the guy out. What's his weakness? Need to have more of a strategy. And it felt like someone like Washington Sundar, good change in the team to be honest. It just felt like he was a little bit too defensive at times with the way he's bowling. Very tight on leg stump. Not really bowling very adventurous outside off stump. Not looping the ball much. I think he needs to vary his line and length. Needs to vary his pace. He needs to kind of try and experiment a bit with these Aussies. And yeah, as I say, the bowlers generally were quite good, but I think Natarajan was very tired at the end of the day and he needs to step up a little bit, and hopefully he's had enough of a rest during the evening of day one. So all to play for still, but Australia well on top, and look forward to seeing day two action very soon. Please do follow my podcast and have a listen to my summary tomorrow. Thank you very much. Cheers.